finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Full Draw Friday, episode number 3. Here we go. So this week I want to talk about the October lull, since that's kind of what phase we're in right now in the deer season. If you don't know what it is, I'll talk about that a little bit. There's actually some debate on whether or not it actually exists, and you can take up either side of that depending on who you are, I guess, and how you see it. So to start off though, what is the October lull? If you don't know, maybe you've heard about it. You probably have heard about it, but you're kind of don't know what exactly it is. Never heard anybody really explain it. Basically, it's just that. It's a lull in activity in deer in general, but especially bucks and mature bucks, that happens during the middle part of October, in between the first couple weeks where they're still maybe on their summer patterns, and then the pre-rut phase that comes in like the last week and a half of October, where things really start to heat up as far as movement goes from bucks. So there's a lot of different reasons for that. And like I said, some claim there's actually a lot of science data out there to suggest that it doesn't even exist. Like that's something, it's just kind of our imagination that hunters are only, it's kind of in their head. Maybe they're not hunting in the right spots or whatever, that they're not seeing the deer. But it's hard to deny what, you know, millions of hunters see every year, that there's a lack of activity, daylight activity around their stands during this period. And I think it falls somewhere in between there. I do think, like, no, I'm not discounting any of the research that they've done, different organizations, institutions have done, that activity continually increases through the month of October. However, I do think more of that activity is occurring in places where guys aren't hunting or outside of shooting hours. That's not to say the deer don't still move during the day, but they're not moving as far. So they might still be moving quite a bit throughout their bedding area in deep in cover, but they're not moving out where generally we're going to hunt them. And a lot of times, that's where guys can kind of perceive the lull from, is they're hunting the same places they were on October 1st, on October 15th, or 18th, or 20th, and that's why they're not seeing deer. Some other reasons, obviously hunting pressure has some to do with it. If you're in a location where there's a lot of hunting going on around you, on your neighbors or whatever, you're hunting public ground, when those bucks start to feel pressured, they're going to go back deeper into cover, and they're not going to move as far during daylight. The acorns are falling this time of year, so they don't have to go out. The crops are being harvested, so there's not as much food readily available out there in the crop fields for them. So they're standing back there in the cover and eating on the acorns. And then leaves are disappearing as well, so there's less cover throughout the area. So where they can get back in there and find good cover is probably where they're going to spend a lot of their time in the daylight, especially since their testosterone levels aren't high enough really to get them moving a whole bunch yet and out there cruising for does. The does aren't ready. None of them are coming in. So they don't have a ton of reason to get out and move too much until the later hours and at night. And then obviously the weather's going to have something to do with that as well, especially around here where we're at. We get a lot of warmer weather, seems like, in the middle of October. And that'll kind of put a damper on things too, as far as movement goes, especially during the day. Those deer are going to wait till it cools down at night. and then get out and move more. And again, not that they're not moving, it's just they're not moving as far during the day. I think that's a misconception as well, too. Guys talk a lot about bucks going nocturnal, and they're only moving at night now because of hunting pressure, because I spooked them, or whatever it is. A majority of the time, I think what happens is you might bump that deer, and now he's just living farther away, so he's not getting to where you saw him in the daylight or where you're getting pictures of him until after dark now. But that could be a whole nother full draw Friday in itself, and we might do that at some point. But with that, all that said, so now you kind of have a, hopefully have an idea of what the October lull is if you didn't before, and maybe a few reasons why it is, why it happens or why it's perceived to happen by hunters. So what can we do about it? The thing that I do, kind of the thing that I prescribe to, and this is partially because I don't hunt a lot of big parcels. The biggest piece I'm hunting is 160 acres, and most of it's ag. If you've listened to the regular podcast, you know that. But again, I like to plan to kind of play it safe this time of year. So I'm not getting out there and being too aggressive. I'm not hunting my best spots necessarily. If I'm going on a good day, a good weather day, I'm going to hunt the edges, some observation sits maybe to find out if I can see him in daylight, where exactly he's at. Maybe I get lucky and he comes by where I'm at, but I'm not really looking necessarily to go in there in the same strategy I would have here in a week or so. Like I said, I'm going to hunt the edges. And then another big one is just staying at home, monitoring the trail cameras. And that's a hard one because a lot of guys, if they get their days off to hunt, then they're going to want to go hunt, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to keep that buck on you instead of going in there and risking bumping him off, maybe go sit, like I said, not your best spot. Sit on the edges of the property, kind of stay out of his bedroom, because I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. Why risk bumping him right now when the best time of the year is right around the corner? That's the biggest one for me, is going to be showing some patience and staying out of the woods, even when I really want to be out there hunting them, and just waiting for him to show up on the trail cameras again and for them to start getting hot, start getting those daylight pictures, and then I can go back in there. And that's going to also allow you to kind of monitor where they're at as far as the lull goes. So if you start seeing more activity, maybe they're coming out of it. Another way to monitor that activity is when you're in those observatory sits. If you're seeing them start to come out a little earlier, you're seeing scrapes pop up everywhere on your way in and out. You're seeing, if you see them working scrapes, that's a good sign that the pre-rut's getting pretty close, or that it's here and that lull phase is kind of passed. And usually that happens somewhere around the middle of the third week. So somewhere in around the third, fourth week, somewhere in around the 24th, 25th, somewhere in there, you'll start to see a change in activity again and a change of where they're moving, how they're moving. So that's kind of that's what I prescribe to as far as a strategy goes for October lull. I'm going to play it safe and not go in there and bump that deer out and give myself a chance later in the month to go kill him. The other strategy is the total opposite of that. You can get more aggressive. Now, this is, if you're on a small tract and you know that he's probably staying on you or staying close, this may not be what you want to go with, because if you do bump him out, you're probably not going to see him again. If you know where he's at, though, and so you're hunting a bigger piece, or you know that no one's hunting around you, or maybe you're just not worried about it, maybe you're not going to get to hunt much in late October and November, and this is when you got to go get it done. If you know where he's at, you go get in close. Like I said, they're not going to move as far during the daylight, but they're still going to get up on their feet. They're not going to lay down all day. They do still have to feed a couple times throughout the middle of the day, throughout the earlier parts of the day, I should say. So if you know where he's bedding, you can get in close to him and maybe get a shot that way. Find the food that's in cover, like those acorns that are falling, or even a well-placed food plot. So if you've got food somewhere back tucked up against cover, that's a really good spot to be. If you see that deer on a camera and you kind of put him to bed that morning and you can get in there that evening close to where he's at, that's another good thing, a good way you can kill a deer during this October lull part. If you've got, especially if you've got food next to that bedding. So if he's going in that morning to bed next to, say, a food plot or a big oak flat, you can get in there maybe the next evening, catch him coming out of that bedding area to feed early before it gets dark, before he goes out to whatever remaining ag fields there are. So that's another way to do it. The reason I don't do that, and I already mentioned it a little bit, is because if you mess it up if you go in there and you bump that deer, or your wind's just not good, or there's no wind, you're not paying attention to your thermals, and they pull them down to him in the evening, then you're likely not going to see that deer, you know, for weeks, if ever, again, in your hunting area during daylight. Like I said, you're probably going to push him off. If he knows he's being hunted, you're probably going to push him away to a neighboring property, or maybe farther than that, and you're not going to see him again at all. And my thought on that, again, is, you know, why risk having that happen on a day when you don't have a high probability of killing that deer anyway, especially when we've got like a week, less than a week, until some of the best hunting of the year, like in that pre-rut phase, and then of course the early part of November. So that's kind of where I'm at on the being aggressive part. And again, that has a lot to do with me not hunting very big pieces of ground. So if I know, you know, if I'm hunting 450, 500 acres, and I can go hunt him in one spot and I mess up, maybe he just moves to the other side of my farm, but I know he's still on me, that's not as big of a deal. You can still go in there and get him later. But I'm worried about pushing him off to where I don't have a shot at him again. And I don't want to do that on a borderline day. And there, that's another thing. We have a lot of those this time of year. There's not going to be a lot of good days. Now, if you do get a cold front move in like we had here recently, then you can go in and maybe try them. Still probably not hunting the best spots, though. I'm saving those till next week when that pre-rut phase happens and they're out kind of cruising a little bit and they're starting to look for does or working their scrapes during the daytime. They're out setting their territory even more so like they have been doing all month. That testosterone's rising and rising, so they're getting a little more frisky and getting up on their feet looking for those first does, making sure all the other bucks in the area know that they're there. That's when I'm going to go start to get aggressive. I haven't even hunted a morning yet this year, and I don't plan on it until probably the end of next week, middle end of next week, just depending. We were supposed to have a decent front move through. They've changed it a couple times. They put it back in. They've taken it out. So we'll see what happens there, but that's when I'm really going to start getting a little bit more aggressive, and then I'm still not even going to hunt my best spots during that time of year unless I get a good day to do it. The only time I'm probably going to hunt my best spots if it's not a good day is when we hit that lockdown phase just before the gun season, and I know I got to get in there and try to get it done, or I'm probably not going to have a chance at that deer after the gun season. So, and that's the time of year where those deer are going to be moving generally no matter what, and you might get lucky and catch them in the middle of the day, early morning, late afternoon, whatever it is, any part of the day you could catch them. But that's not where we're at right now. So try to use your time wisely out there in the woods. Don't burn out yourself on hunting. Don't burn out your family on being out there in the woods this time of year. Save all that hunting capital for the better time of the year here in another week or so. And then after that, like I said, if you can't do that, if you know you're not going to have the time to hunt, get out there and hunt in late October and November, then if this is the time of year you got to do it, then you might have to get aggressive and get in there a little bit deeper and try to catch a move in the daylight, because that's generally the only way you're going to kill them during this phase, is if you can get close to where they're bedding, or, but you know, and find out where they're feeding around their bedding and get in there. As dry as it's been, I know some guys have been having some luck over water. So if you've got a good watering hole close to a bedding area, that's also can be a good place to be, especially right now where it's been dry. Gosh, you've had less than an inch of rain probably over the last 2 months almost. So if you've got a good pond or a little watering hole you've dug out, get in there on that thing. And if you don't want to get in there on that thing, set a camera up over it and find out if it's worth getting in there after them. So those are some ways that you can hunt the October lull, or I guess not hunt the October lull, and still keep your odds higher for the better time of the year. You know, the last thing you want to do is get out there and not kill that buck and then decrease your odds for killing him later in the year. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that'll make you a better hunter for the October lull. If you don't believe in it, that's great. Let us know what you think about it. Send us a message on Facebook, Ridge Hunter Outdoors, or on our website, ridgehunteroutdoors.com. You can send us a message through there. Let us know what you think about the October lull, how much success or lack thereof that you've had during it, what you've found that works, what doesn't work, and which side of the coin you fall on. Do you think it's a thing, or do you think it's all perception from deer hunters? So appreciate you guys tuning in for another episode of Full Draw Friday. Like I said in the first one, these are generally going to be shorter, and I'm going to do more on the strategy stuff. We're working on some sponsors for this episode, so hopefully we can get some of those in soon and get you guys some more discounts like we do for the regular podcast. But that's going to do it for this week. I'm going to get out of here and get stuff ready to record the regular episode later tonight. So again, hope you're enjoying this. Going to keep doing it at least for the length of the season. If you want to support it, you can go to RidgeHunterOutdoors.com and get any of our stuff there. Anything you buy on there is going to help. And I actually have a discount code for you guys now. So if you go to RidgeHunterOutdoors.com, you can use discount code FULLDRAW. And that is all capital letters. So that'll give you 10% off all apparel and accessories that you buy at RidgeHunterOutdoors.com. So anything in the apparel and accessories collection, you can get 10% off by using that discount code FULLDRAW, all capitals, no spaces. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll get another one out for you next week. Be sure to be on the lookout for the regular episode that's coming up Monday. We'll have a good one for you. I don't think Nate's going to be in tonight to record it, but me and Dad and Jeff will get in here and we'll talk some hunting. I know Jeff's been out in the woods, so we'll get an update from him, update from the shop. Should be a good time. Thanks again, guys. Catch you next week.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.